This is the BBC.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. My surprise for Chris gets ruined. Danny Howard calls us to add another huge name to the Radio 1 Ibiza DJ lineup. But is it the governess from The Chase? And it's back. We guess the real dance acts from the fake on the Pete Tong game. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. David Zowie, House every weekend. Basement Jacks, Do Your Thing. You'll notice there are a lot of Ibiza classics on this show today because it's Radio 1's Ibiza weekend, and tonight is the night where my friend Chris here gets to play in a super club, in Ibiza, in the toilets.
I mean, I'm buzzing for it.
Have you got your black T-shirt?
I've got it already. Okay. In fact, weirdly, you bought me the black T-shirt.
I did.
It was an odd move.
I wanted to have all the gear. Scott Mills here. I'm going to play Red Light Lost in Your Love soon. Big track. And Justice versus Simeon, We Are Your Friends. And it all starts tonight at 7, Radio 1 in Ibiza. Got your passport?
I got my passport, yeah. I had to go back home for that one, actually.
Oh,
no,
God.
No word of a lie.
Stress me out. Got your Euros?
Not yet, no.
Oh.
Scott Mills.
So I walked into the Radio 1 studio earlier to find HRH, the posh one that works on the show, applying sellotape to the back of Chris's neck. Why is that, please?
What's happened is just before the show, I went and got a haircut and I did explain that I've got to go straight to work. So she kindly offered to remove all the little hairs, but there's millions of them still left.
Well, she hasn't done her job there, has she?
So HRH here, and I didn't ask for this, just started attaching sellotape to my neck.
That's not part of
my back.
Job.
And only that. And to try and remove the little hairs.
Not part of his job.
Not part of his job, but the kind of thing that you would do.
Well, I've been here a long time, sweetheart.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Mm. I've got something I want to ask you whilst you're here.
Sure.
So I got CC'd on an email that I don't think I was meant to see, and it's talking about travel arrangements when I land in Ibiza later.
All right.
And it's
your cab or something?
Yeah, and someone's put in the email, will Chris be travelling in the same car as Scott when he arrives?
Well, are you going straight to the nightclub to the toilets, are you?
Yeah, so my plan is, from what I understand, I'm going straight from the plane to the nightclub, you know, like...
Sure.
Yeah, sounds wicked, right?
Baller.
But my point is, the line in this email says, is Scott going to be travelling in the same car?
Right.
Now, has there been a mistake that's been made there, or is there something that you'd like to tell me?
Okay.
Are you coming to Ibiza?
Right, so...
Are you actually coming to Ibiza?
I was going to surprise you. Do you remember that other trip that we had for your birthday?
You are coming to Ibiza.
Right. So maybe earlier today, this is not a Radio 1 thing. I maybe have booked a flight, yes.
Right.
Yes.
So why are you coming then?
I've got massive FOMO. I can't bear it anymore.
That's amazing.
All week I've been bottling this up.
Oh, right. Okay. So you've only decided. So what was your plan? To turn up in the toilets? Have I ruined your surprise?
A bit, yes. I was actually going to surprise you there. But some
salad
from here has messed it up. So thanks, whoever that was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to be there.
So you are coming?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Right.
How's that for you? How's that working out?
It's fine. I just don't quite understand the reasons why you're coming.
Because I'm there to support you.
Support me?
Yep.
Okay. So do you need me to get you in?
I'm already on that.
You've sorted it.
I think so. Lol if I can't get in though, and you can. This could be a Zac Efron situation like we mentioned yesterday.
Mm.
Turns up with Grimmy, they're like, nah, don't care. I was like, I'm Zac Efron, don't care.
So you are really coming to coming to Ibiza.
I was literally gonna surprise you in the toilets, as it were.
Right. Right, okay. I think I need a couple of minutes to take this in and work out what's actually going on.
So I'll be with you all weekend. I literally woke up this morning and I was like, I'm just gonna book it.
Is there some kind of agenda here? Is this some kind of joke?
No.
No?
No, straight up. But that's what's happening.
It's just a FOMO situation.
Yeah, massively. Like, the idea that you would be there having a really good time was killing me.
There
we are. Just being honest.
Sorry to ruin your surprise.
You know what this means, don't you?
What?
I can now be your have you got guy.
No. I'm thinking about this. I'm buzzing you're coming, by the way. Yeah. This is such cool news.
You got any R&B?
No. What you're going to be...
When's Danny Howard on?
What you're going to be... Shush. What you're going to be is you can hold my USBs.
No.
That's one. So...
Can I use your microphone?
So what I want you to do is walk majestically into the club in front of me with two USBs in the air.
I'm holding nothing.
You
got
are.
Any R&B?
You're going to hold my USBs or you're not coming in. ABC.
Okay, this is my tune of the week. It's good, it's high contrast, the beat don't feel the same. I play it every night. Consistently good tunes today. That was High Contrast and Boy Matthews. It's been my tune of the week. Been loving playing that every single day. The beat don't feel the same. Oi, oi. Oi, oi. Let's. This is Red Light.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I love this game so much. It is time for the Pete Tong game on Radio 1. Pete, Radio 1 and Ibiza legend, is on tonight from High Nightclub, where you'll be in the toilets.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts live from Ibiza, 7 p.m. with Annie Mack. Pete Tong for this show has very kindly done some voiceovers for us of different DJs and dance acts. Some of them are real. Some of them absolutely made up by the team.
I guess the problem is we haven't got that kind of specialist knowledge, perhaps, that Pete Tong has. So we do question some of them. I'm assuming all the ones Pete Tong says are real. And when Pete Tong does it in that voice, it makes it really real, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Because it's that legendary Pete Tong voice.
Play along at home. We've got to work together to decide which is which, all
right? Right.
So it's like a Pete Tong version of Real or No Real.
Ready.
Here's the first DJ, real or not.
Continue where we left off is Pete Tong's tag team mix.
Stepping up to take control of next week's tag team mix, I'm delighted to welcome a legend of the French touch scene. All hail. J'adore, oui, oui.
You see, that could, it so could be real.
There's a lot to go out with this one, isn't it? So what's the French touch scene?
I don't know, Chris.
And
ask him yourself tonight.
If you tag team someone, is that the same as going back to bat with them?
No, it's like a feature on his show where each week the person doing the mix has to start their set with the song that the last person finished with last week.
Okay.
So you tag team.
Oh, tag team.
So J'adore Oui Oui from the French touch scene.
The thing is, if they are from the French touch scene, that would mean that the name of the act is actually I Love Yes Yes.
Yes.
Wouldn't it? Because obviously we is yes. Which, I don't know, I can't see. I mean, that just seems almost too ridiculous, that.
It can't be
real. It's like half of it is in the wrong translation, if that makes sense.
It's not true. If you're quite camp, though, it does work. I love Yes Yes!
Yeah, but Pete Tong didn't really do it in that way, did he? Didn't go, j'adore, oui, oui!
Okay, this is not real. No real.
No, I agree.
Yes! Not a real one.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Thought so.
Not a real DJ. What about this one?
Tag, you're it. Get behind those decks and show us what you got.
You're listening to Ellie Cox in the Sound of Ibiza tag team mix with me, Pete Tong.
Okay.
Ellie Cox.
Ellie Cox.
Ellie Cox. Mm. Sorry.
Mm. So I actually know the answer to this.
Yeah, I can see there being an Ellie Cox about.
But it's a definite yes.
Fine, we'll go along with that. Real.
Yes, another one.
Come on.
Okay, here's number three.
A brilliant Cats and Dogs beat mix on Marlena Shaw, Woman of the Ghetto. Before,
like, what does that all mean? That's just words.
He's
not a sentence.
Just saying anything.
What do you mean?
It's the ramblings.
Right, if you say, but he's so good at it. Just says anything over dance music. It's just like, it's amazing, isn't it?
A brilliant Cats and Dogs beat mix on Marlena Shaw, Woman of the Ghetto. Before that, Deep Musique, the Ramper remix, a bit of a Razor Tong edit on the Pasta Boys, a former Essential new tune.
Right, that might as well be Arabic.
That was crazy. What was that? On the Pasta Board? And what's a Razor Tong mix?
I don't know. Pasta Boys, it was.
The Pasta Boys?
Yeah.
Oh. The whole thing, though, I just didn't know. It was like he was literally reading the dictionary very fast.
It's his dance dictionary.
What was going on there?
Pasta Boys, yes or no?
He could be an air traffic controller, I think, Pete Tong. The amount of information he gives in such a short space of time.
It's
and
incredible.
In that voice.
Incredible.
So what we're specifically saying is real or not, the Pasta Boys bit of it. The Pasta Boys. Yeah, I think that's a good name. I think that one's real, Scott.
I think it was such nonsense that he taught that it can't be real. What are we going to do?
You see, I think it's real.
Okay, I'll trust you. Let's go real.
It is real!
Yes,
another
come on,
one.
The Pasta Boys!
I doubted that completely. Right, let's break, and we'll be back with the Pete Tong game after this.
One. BBC
Radio 1.
I don't think there are enough ones in it.
One.
One.
I wish
one.
You had the one show one.
One!
One.
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 Yes. One.
One, one, one.
One. We're playing the Pete Tong game on Radio 1. Pete Tong has recorded some little bits for us of DJs and producers and dance acts. Some of them completely made up by the team here. Some of them are real. We are flying on this at the moment. Mm. We got 3 out of 3. Ready for the next one?
Ready.
Can this be real?
One more before this week's Hot Mix. And when Tool Room's head honcho, Mark Knight, hands you a record and says you have to play this, you don't ignore him. A huge tech house banger from Amsterdam resident, Horsey Kisser.
Horsey Kisser.
But if it was made up, I just can't see how you would arrive at making up a name like that. Horsey Kisser. Mm. And you can sort of imagine that, isn't it? That's a sort of teeth-bearing kind of...
All the teeth.
I'm just imagining a horse smiling. Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's kind of... Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Have you ever been kissed by someone when it's all teeth? It's horrible.
Have you ever been kissed by a horse?
No. But look, you know when they approach you, but it's teeth first? Like, get off me.
Yeah, don't bite me.
Horsey Kisser? Nah. Surely not.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I can see this one being real. I don't like it when we disagree. I honestly think this is a real one.
You were right last time, so I'm going to go with you. All right, cool. Yeah. You seem to
Let's go real.
Okay, real. Ah, you idiot.
Oh.
That's right, though. We've got loads right.
How did you say it with such conviction?
I know. Completely made up. Not a real artist or DJ. Here's the next one.
You're in the Weekend Hot Mix Part 1, baby. And you just heard a second release from Eric Murillo's new sub-label, Sondos. A remix of the 2001 Thick Dick classic, Welcome to the Jungle.
Now, that's not a classic in my book, but what do I know?
Okay.
So, Thick Dick there.
Took me by surprise, that one. Thick Dick.
I think real.
I mean, the way he sounded so excited about it.
Yeah, but he's like that with all of them.
I get that.
Such conviction.
It came and went so quickly, though. Can we hear it one more time?
You're in the Weekend Hot Mix Part 1, baby. And you just heard a second release from Eric Murillo's new sub-label, Sondos. A remix of the 2001 Thick Dick classic, Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, I think this one's real.
Yeah,
what
I do as
think?
Well.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm saying real.
All right.
Thick Dick is real.
Yes.
He's alive. And one more.
This one's tried and tested across the clubs in Australia and Indonesia. Taken from his latest EP, it's Melbourne-based producer and DJ. I'd give that a minute if I were you, mate.
Oh, come on.
I'd give that a minute if I was you, mate. Absolutely not. No.
No, it's not real.
No, not real.
But that is one of the funniest things I've heard in ages.
Yeah. I never thought I'd hear Pete Tong say that.
I'd give that a minute if I were you, mate.
Not real. Yes, we did it again.
Yeah.
We smashed that. 5 out of 6.
That's good from us.
All that dance knowledge that you just blagged surely makes you feel more confident about tonight, right?
Yeah. Although I do wish that last one had been real ahead of my toilet set tonight.
I'd give that a minute if I were you, mate. Scott
Mills. Some ridiculously good Friday tunes in here. Mikey says, loving this. Hashtag Friday feeling. Josh says, we are giving his workshop lads the Friday feels. Simon says, imagine if Radio 1 was like this every day. Yeah, be a bit weird. I love the Pete Tong game. Chris had used that tonight in his set. I'd give that a minute if I were you, mate.
Great idea.
Thank you, Liam, for that. This is Radio 1. Here's Jax Jones.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1. You need to get going soon, don't you, for Ibiza?
Yeah, soon, yeah.
I'm not on the same flight as you because I've got a show to do in that.
Of course, yeah, because I've got to go before the show ends. Have I told you this?
Have you?
Oh, that hasn't got to you then. Sorry, sir, I'm going to be leaving.
No, I thought it was like 10 minutes before.
No.
Oh.
Sorry, sir, I'm going to have to leave early today.
Okay. What about bangers?
I might have to be on the phone.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I'll see you there later then.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm Scott Mills. Hello, Danny Howard.
Hello, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. Where are you?
I'm in Ibiza, getting ready for all kicking off tonight. It's going to be a massive weekend. And, excited. Can't wait.
Now, someone's just told me, and I've literally just found this out, that you've got something, some kind of announcement to tell me. What is that?
Yes, I have a big surprise, one that I've been trying to keep secret all week. And when we announced the lineup for Radio 1, Ibiza, of course we know it is ridiculous, but we did say we're going to make some more special guest announcements, so to keep an ear out. So earlier this week, we've grimly announced that Jax Jones is going to be joining us on the Saturday.
Yeah.
And also on a Saturday, we have another massive special guest that I'm going to announce right now.
So this is someone that's playing tomorrow with you at Cafe Mambo, but we don't know about it.
You don't know about it, but you will in a second. But I'm not going to tell you straight away. I want to tease you a little bit. I want to play a bit of a game to see if you can guess who it is.
What's that then?
So I've got three people on the line now. Each of them are going to be telling you that they are playing with me tomorrow at Cafe Mambo in Ibiza, but you've got to guess which one it is.
This is going to be fun, Scott.
All right, so there's three people on my lines now, correct?
Yes.
I'm going to go to line one now. Hello, line one. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Anne Hegarty, the governess from The Chase, and I'm DJing in Ibiza this weekend with Danny Howard.
I mean, that would be a huge name for the lineup.
Please be true. Imagine the governess from The Chase on the decks at Cafe Mambo.
I mean, that is a wonderful thing.
Oh, please say yes.
Should we see what the second option is?
Yeah. Right, line two, who's this?
It's the Wolfstone Raider. And this weekend, I'm going to be DJing with Danny Howard in Ibiza.
Yes!
Oh, this gets better.
The lineup gets better and better. Oh, it's such a shame it's only going to be one of these already.
Right, so we've got so far the governess from The Chase and the Wheelstone Raider.
Yes.
Right, okay, Danny. Either of those would be amazing, if a little bit random.
Yeah.
Let's go. For line three.
Hey, it's David Guetta. I'll be in Ibiza playing for you tomorrow, guys.
David Guetta.
It's not you, is it?
Of course it's me.
Oh, it is you.
Don't you recognize my French accent?
Are you really coming to Ibiza tomorrow?
Yes. I'll be at Cafe Mambo playing with you. It's going to be fun.
So you're going to be at Cafe Mambo tomorrow afternoon with Danny?
Yes.
What an amazing surprise.
So if David Guetta is speaking to us, that means the other two have been binned off.
Yes, I'm assuming so. It's right. David Guetta.
That is correct, is it, Danny? It is David.
Yes, it definitely is David.
Although, Wheelstone Raider, I would like to see you DJ.
I've done it before.
I've done it in MAGA.
Yeah. Maybe next year then, Gordon, yeah?
Yeah, I've done it if he wants to understudy for me.
Hang on, Wheelstone Raider. We've got David Guetta on the line. Just... this is all mad.
Maybe the Wheelstone Raider, he should come to Ibiza anyway and just meet David and angle for a collab.
Yeah.
A collab?
Wheelstone Raider, whilst you're there, can you just shout at David Guetta that he's got no fans? Could be funny.
David Guetta?
Yes.
I don't need to shout him. Everybody knows he's got no fans. He doesn't need me to say it, does he?
Okay, we should speak to David Guetta.
Okay, hello, David.
Yeah, I'm happy I can do this. Actually, I haven't played Cafe Mambo for a while, and it's always very special, so... I'm glad I can do this.
Now, I hope this isn't as last minute for you as it is last minute hearing about it. As in, I take it you're all ready to go. You know what you're going to be playing and everything?
Oh, no, absolutely not. It's completely last minute. I love it like this. But don't worry. I've been DJing for a couple of years now, so I'll be fine.
I think you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Danny, that's quite the surprise.
I know, it's a huge surprise. And it's been so hard all week not to say it on air or tell anybody. It's been a really hard secret to keep because it's such a pleasure and an honour to have David on the lineup and playing at Cafe Mambo as well. You just sort of want to tell everybody.
Yeah, but it must have been hard to keep quiet.
Oh, it's so hard, actually. Oh, one more thing to tell you. We're actually going to be on the stage on the Rocks. So David will be playing on that stage, the same one that we did 2 years ago for the 20th anniversary celebrations. But we're doing it again. The stage is actually slightly bigger this year, so it looks incredible. I've been setting it up. The sun actually sets behind the stage, so as it's setting, you just get this amazing, like, picturesque view. No need for LED screens or special effects. It's just the perfect setup for an Ibiza Rave on the Sunset script.
David, we will see you in Ibiza tomorrow.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm happy we're doing this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
See you there.
Thank you, guys.
Hang on, there's someone we've forgotten about.
Oh, yeah, we've still got the Chaser on the line, haven't we?
Anne, are you there?
I am, yes.
Oh, I really wish it was you playing.
Oh, well, never mind.
Can you DJ at all?
I never have, but who knows? I might be able to.
Do you do club appearances or anything, Anne?
Not really. I sort of open village fates or something like that.
Right. Oh, well, it would have been nice to catch up with you in Ibiza, but thank you very much for joining us anyway.
That's okay.
Thanks, Anne.
That was one of the weirdest things I've done on Radio 1 for a while, but hey.
Well, that is incredible. David Guetta on the rocks at Cafe Mambo tomorrow with Danny Howard on BBC Radio 1. And I've just held the weirdest conference call ever between Danny Howard, the Wellstone Raider, the Governess from The Chase, and David Guetta off of Dance Music. It's all the start of Radio 1's Ibiza weekend.
Scott Mills.
Mark and Wigan's been on saying, did I actually just hear the Wellstone Raider tell David Guetta he's got no fans? Yeah, that happened.
David Guetta.
Yes.
I don't need to say it. Everybody knows he's got no friends. He doesn't need me to say it, does he?
He would have no idea what that means. Right, Chris has left me already. Didn't even say goodbye to you. He's gone to the airport. But we're getting back on for bangers.
One.
Right, I need Chris to play bangers with me. But like a needy boyfriend, we've just... I've just texted him and it's... I'm just waiting for it to be delivered. And then I'll know that he's actually contactable. And then we can play bangers together. Scott Mills here. James and Hinckley is filling up his pool. Someone's doing well. I think it's a paddling pool. For Radio 1's Ibiza weekend, got some mates coming around. Dog's just pooed in it. Not ideal, is it?
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Oh, yes, I'm going to play Otto Knows in a minute. More Ibiza tunes coming up. It all starts tonight at 7 o'clock on Radio 1 with Annie Mack. 18-year-old young farmer Eddie, hello.
Hey up, how we doing?
Hey up, where are you?
Malt Kiln Farm Shop. I was meant to be working, but I've come on.
Okay, cool. Whereabouts is that, please?
Warwickshire.
Okay. Anyone with you or you're on your own?
I'm just sat in the car because the lady on the phone told me not to go near the radio, but the boys have got it on, like.
Okay. Oh, that'd be the lady that you speak to before there.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Emily, is it?
Emily, that's right. Yeah, well done.
That's it, yeah.
Funny you've learned her name so quick, eh?
Yeah, number.
All right. Let's speak to Chris Start. Hello.
Hey up, Eddie. Hey up.
How do, Chris?
I'm good. I'm on the train. The train that takes you to the airport. That's where I'm at.
Okay. Have you got on the right one? Do you know? Or
I am. Yeah. It's busy. It's full of lots of happy holiday makers. So I've got to keep it slightly quiet.
Nice to see you upped and left before saying goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of how you do it, isn't it? You're not one to say that to me. You Houdini, left, right, and centre.
Don't throw it back at me.
You're the master. I guarantee you, tonight in Ibiza, there'll come a point where I no longer see you. And I know I'll see you tomorrow. That's the lovely thing. But you will just vanish.
Don't throw the shade back at me, dear. Okay, Eddie, so who do you normally pick on bangers?
To be fair, it's a mix. It depends who's got the tune, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Are you as disappointed as I am by Chris's complete lack of organisation with his life?
It's just unacceptable.
It is. It's ridiculous.
Just out and out unacceptable.
You know, if you were going to an airport now, you'd be way more organised, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today. See if you like my Friday tune on bangers, which is this. Tidal Wave, Sub Focus.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's good.
Loving it.
It's good.
Come on.
Okay.
That's what we need.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, there's another option, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, that is a beefy song, to be fair, Scott, but it's Radio 1's Ibiza weekend. I've gone for a classic.
Ooh, yeah.
Roger Sanchez, yeah. You feeling this, Eddie?
Ooh, yeah, that's a bit of a... Yeah.
Okay. Well, two very different choices. What are you going to pick?
Well, it's a Friday. Sun's out. I'm down here at work. I'm flat out loving life. I've got Blake's a show due Saturday, which is going to be absolutely buzzing. Right. I've got to go, Scott.
Yes!
By the way, Sub Focus. Come on.
Oh, yes. Absolutely no robbery to report there. That is Sub Focus and Tidal Wave, sounding amazing on bangers.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Tom in Essex.
He wants to go to Ibiza so bad. These tunes are killing him today, but he's loving it. He's going to be listening all weekend. Alexis Jordan. I gotta turn this car around. You could definitely dance with your hands in the air to that. We've said it on the show before. It takes a special kind of confident person to dance with hands in the air. It's not me. But if it's you, that's your tune. Alexis Jordan. So good. Happiness on BBC Radio 1. Alex Hewitt-Schmar, love, says, I'm loving these throwbacks on Radio 1 today. Keep them coming. Best day of Radio 1 ever, always is, leading up to Ibiza. We've also got the Harper Boys on the tractor. It's just getting them through harvest. Lizzie and Ben have been in the car for 5 hours on the way back from Devon. Rubbish. But loving the music. And Sam in Selby says, my FOMO levels are through the roof for this weekend, but I will be listening from 7. Okay, Radio 1 updates its playlist on Friday. Here's what's new for you. Swish, swish, swish. Follow up to Bon Appetit and Chain to the Rhythm. Swish, swish. Katy Perry. You'll be hearing this more. Second single from their number one album, How Did We Get So Dark? This is Royal Blood. I Only Lie When I Love You. Played it earlier. Sounded really good on a Friday. Either way, Snake Hips, Anne-Marie, Joey Badass. You would have heard Greg play this as Tune of the Week. Alt J, new on the playlist, Dead Crush. And this video for this track has done 16 million views in 1 week. She directed it herself. She told Annie Mack when she came in that she wanted to see boys doing all the things girls usually have to do in music videos. So there's pillow fights, there's puppy holding, there's guitar licking, all done by famous boys. This is Charlie XCX with Boys.
Scott Mills.
Scott in Manchester is getting like proper fear of missing out now. The Radio 1 Ibiza weekend. He's like, me and my mates are seriously considering booking a flight out tonight because of the tunes on Radio 1 today. Would you advise this, Scott? Well, okay, I mean, it seems like a good idea, but where are you going to sleep? Because Ibiza's going to be rammed. He says, I might be sleeping on the beach, but worth it, right? No, don't do that, because Chris Stark did that in Zante once, and there were so many mosquito bites on him, like all over. I found him in the morning, and I was like, mate, I'm going to get a lot of bites there. So probably not, Scott. Maybe next year, eh? Disclosure coming up.
Ibiza, make some noise!
Landed in the dance music capital of the world. And we are bringing the party.
Are you ready?
Annie Mac,
Danny Howard,
and Mr. Jam present tres noches de música electrónica increíble.
It all begins tonight when I will be live back from the new High Nightclub
with Eric Pritz,
Mele,
Pete Tong,
Colch,
B-Trace,
and
Chris Stark in the toilets.
Who came to party tonight?
BBC Radio 1. Tonight from 7.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Always happens, doesn't it, when you're in the pub with your mates and you are convinced that you have got an invention or an idea that you think will change the world and make you so, so rich, but you don't really know what to do with the idea or how to go about implementing it. A lot of people go on the TV show Dragon's Den. I can save you all that hassle of travelling to the actual dragons, going in that lift, and have them berating you live on television, because we do a thing, and we've done it for a few years now, called Instant Dragon's Den. If you tell me your idea, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, with your phone number, give me a brief description of what the idea is, and I can connect you to Deborah Meaden on her home phone number. We've done this for a few years now, and every year Deborah seems to get increasingly annoyed that we've put people through to her phone, but she still answers because she knows deep down that we love her and that she is our favourite dragon. Here's a previous one with someone who thought they had a brilliant invention.
Hello.
Hi there, Deborah. It's Liam calling here from Wakefield. How are you doing?
Right, so I don't know Liam from Wakefield, so I'm guessing. Let me guess. Scott and Chris?
Scott and Chris have put me through to you, yes, Deborah.
Hello, Liam. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. I think you'll be even better when you've heard my idea today, Deborah. It's spot on.
Right.
So my idea, Deborah, you're sat in a takeaway and you're eating your cheesy chips. Now, if you've ever had cheesy chips at a takeaway, you just get a box of chips, a layer of cheese on the top. So when you've eaten your top layer of chips, you've run out, you're just left with a box of chips. Obviously, if I'd have wanted a box of chips, I would have just paid for a box of chips. So my idea is to create chips with cheese that are inside of the chips. So all the way down to the very last chip, it's nice and cheesy for you. Everybody's a winner.
What do you think Deborah said?
The bad news is I think it's really bad because it would be an awful lot easier just to put the cheese in the bottom of the cheesy dips and then you could dip your chips in if it really mattered that much.
Liam was convinced he had an idea that was going to change the world. Maybe you do as well. Send me an email with the invention. I'll put you through to Deborah Reed and we're going to do this in the next couple of weeks. So email your invention to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put a phone number on it. Hello, boys. Ben, Jake and Connor in their warehouse. Really enjoying the Ibiza throwbacks today. Also, Claire Bear. Good name. Hello, Claire Bear. Says, cheers getting us through the traffic on the motorway on the way to my mystery destination, Hendu. Oh, that would stress me out.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm not keen on that kind of surprise. Just tell me where I'm going. Right, so it all starts tonight from 7, Radio 1 in Ibiza. Annie Mac will be live from the brand new club High with live sets from Danny Howard, B-Traits, Pete Tong, Kolsch and Eric Prydz. That's going to be huge. All on Radio 1 tonight between 7 and 4am. Then from 4pm tomorrow, Danny Howard and Mr. Jam are live from Cafe Mambo. Right on the seafront, right on the ocean with Riton, Disciples, Duke Dumont and Gorgon City and Claptone and Jax Jones and a special guest, which we'll get to in a minute. There is one other person on the lineup this weekend, and that is my friend Chris Stark, who is now on the way for his first ever Ibiza. Danny Howard pulled some Ibiza strings because it's not what you know, it's definitely who you know, and came in recently on the show and said this.
I said last time I was on the show that I'd try and sort something out for you, and I've sorted it.
So you're taking me there. This is...
are there.
Are you saying?
Not only is he going there...
So, the Friday night, the 4th of August, check your diary.
Free.
Okay, Eric Prydz, Kolsch, Melee, Mr. Jam, Pete Tong, Annie Mac, Chris Stark.
Yes.
Get out.
This is good.
So he totally thinks he's part of the Ready One Dance family now. Until this...
There's one other detail. It's called the Wild Corner. It is very much a DJ setup, but it also doubles up as the lose.
It's the lose as well. I'm playing in the lose.
You're playing in the lose.
But he's still cool with it because you're playing on Ibiza. It doesn't matter. But he is in the toilets tonight. Then I got Chris to phone our boss on the show and ask awkward questions about his rider. Only Chris could hear me whispering in his ear, not the boss.
What exactly is your role in this?
Oh, it's, so are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, it's going to be really good fun. It's going to be a great weekend.
What's your role?
And... what exactly is your role in this whole thing?
I'm overseeing the broadcast side of things.
Yeah, also, you are the boss.
Oh, so cringe. And then earlier, Danny Howard really confused us. He had a big new name to announce for the Ibiza lineup. It was just one of the three people he connected us to on the phone. We had to work out which one it was. From these clues.
Hi, I'm Anne Hegarty, the governess from The Chase, and I'm DJing in Ibiza this weekend with Danny Howard.
Imagine the governess on the rocks at Cafe Mambo. It would be incredible. Or was it this person?
It's the Wolfstone Raider. And this weekend, I'm going to be DJing with Danny Howard in Ibiza.
Or was it this person?
Hey, it's David Guetta. I'll be in Ibiza playing for you tomorrow, guys.
David Guetta.
It's not you, is it?
Of course it's me.
It was David Guetta. And then we had a weird conference call between those three and the Raider did his catchphrase on Guetta.
David Guetta?
Yes.
I don't need to say it. Everybody knows he's got no friends. He doesn't need me to say it.
That happened. Radio 1 Ibiza starts tonight at 7. Let's get in the mood for it with Annie Mac on the Summer Mix. We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.